Thank you so much. My name is Robbie Heath, and I am with Things to Come Mission. We're actually a part of the same mission as Dean and Sheba, and when we came through, we were actually on our way to South Africa to be with the Fedaihugs and to serve in that ministry. And we were trying to when were we here? It was in the September maybe of 2018. Yeah. So the daughter that went off to Sunday school, she was only like 3-4 months old. So it's things change a lot. They were really working on getting a new organization founded and set up in South Africa. You might, if you've seen their updates, you might know that it's GOMSA, Grace Outreach Ministry of South Africa, and they're trying to set that up. It took much longer than they thought it would, and in fact, it took very long. And it was our first time as missionaries, and so we were looking to get into a field and be trained by the people in the country, and then be ready for our next term to start really officially our full-time ministry, which happened only a few weeks after we got to Kenya. The training isn't very long when you're in full-time ministry. We were, I think it was in January of 2019. It was about 6 months after we were trying to get GOMSA registered in South Africa, which would allow us to have a work permit to work in South Africa. And it was unsuccessful. We felt like we were up against a wall, and we could not do that. And so we were fortunate enough to be contacted by our brothers and sisters in Kenya. It's an older work through Things to Come Mission. It was actually founded back in 1980s, and when my wife's grandparents actually went to start the work in Kenya, and then later her parents came to Kenya to start the work to help, and my wife was born in Kenya. So, of course, Things to Come Mission has a long history in Kenya, and even our family has a history in Kenya. And so they were getting ready to start a new Bible school. It had been about 15 years where there was no Bible school, and they were seeing the negative effects of that. And so they said, we need to start another Bible school. And so they asked for us to come and help them. And so we said, well, we're not doing anything, so let us go. Let us transfer our ministry to Kenya. Of course, doing that, I think you might know in South Africa, you have to apply for the work permit within your home country. That's for whatever reason. You have to come back to your home country. So, effectively, that meant that we weren't going to South Africa because we weren't going to suddenly switch from Kenya, go back to America, and then come to South Africa. It'd be a lot of extra travel that was unnecessary. So we are still, of course, in communication with the Fedaihugs, and we love them, and we think that they're doing a great work in South Africa, as they are. And I think there was an update, right, in the news you can use. So please look at that. We are with Things to Come Mission and working in Kenya. And you can see we have a display back there where we have some pictures of our ministry. Please sign up on our newsletter sign up. Please put your name there, and we can send out some emails to you so you can be updated on a regular basis. If you're looking here at the picture, I have a beautiful picture of a tree, and there are some people down below, but most importantly, there's a tree, and that tree represents the life of an organization that has lasted many, many, many generations. This is a you can look at this as an example of our organizations, our churches, our families. We want to be like these trees. This tree has lasted for hundreds of years, maybe even 500 plus. It's called a baobab tree. In Swahili, it's baobab. And so it's this very popular, very famous tree. It grows for generations and generations. And in order to do that, you have to put down a good foundation, a good root structure that goes down deep and finds the water, right? Finds the nutrients, and it has to be stable from the foundation. And so I wanted to encourage you. I know you are a church that has put down a good foundation. I pray that you will continue to go back and remember that foundation, where you started, and the founding principles, even, and where you maybe have strayed away from the foundation. Remember that that's where you can find a lot of your strength. And our foundation is not in man. What is it? It's in the Bible, isn't it? Right? It's in the Word of God. And that's one of the things that we talk about as we are traveling around the country, but more importantly, traveling in Kenya, is talking about what is the foundation of the church. Is it going to be this dynamic preacher who just can woo everyone into following him? Or is it the foundation being the Bible, right? The Word of God that is a good foundation. And of course, it's the Bible. The foundation is not in man. And this is on the property, actually, of the principal of the Bible school. This picture is taken on his property. So that's his baobab tree. When we first got to Kenya, we were not involved at first in the Bible school, because there was still a building that had to be built. There was still a lot of the behind-the-scenes work that needed to be done. And so we had some extra time where we spent that time doing some church planting. And so one of the churches that we went to was in Kaole. This here is a church, or this is an area, I should say, next, just near the or within the capital city of Kenya. This is in Nairobi. So Nairobi, central business district, and then there's the surrounding neighborhoods, the surrounding slums, and surrounding municipalities. There. And so what the biggest slum in Nairobi is actually Kibera slum, and that is, I think, the second largest in the world, I think, or at least in Africa. I'm not sure about the world, but ours, the Kaole slum is, I think, the second largest in Nairobi. And so there are so many people that have come from the village. They are seeking opportunities from the village, in the city. They want to find a job. And so they come to the city, and they find themselves in a slum. And so there, it's a mixture of so many different kinds of people. Many people are good, honest, hardworking people, and they want to find work, and they want to send money back to their home, to their people, and they want to build a better future for themselves. Kaole is also full of people who are not of the good sort. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of prostitution. There's a lot of there's a lot of thieves, and also drunkenness, drug use. All of the vices you could think of are all there in Kaole. And so that's the setting, right? That's where we are planting this church, in the city of Nairobi. And we went to, I can't point with this, but this here is Pastor Patrick Kile. And Pastor Patrick, we went to one of the we picked him up from one of the other churches that that with Grace Bible Church, and we asked him to be a part of this church plant, and he agreed. So we moved him and his whole family, which was, I think they have three kids, so husband, wife, and three kids. We moved them and all of their belongings in the church vehicle, and we moved them to Nairobi. And so this is actually, if you look closely, you might think that this is, he has the big hair. It's not. It's actually a gig bag for a guitar. So he has it on his back. So it, yeah. So just so you know, his hair is actually, it's a very close shave. So here's a picture of the streets of Kaole, and it's dirt streets. And in the summer, or when it's hot during the dry season, it's dry and dusty. In the rainy season, you can hardly pass because it's so muddy. Everyone just they walk around in mud boots, and which they call gum boots. But this here is an outreach that we had. We did some evangelism in the neighborhood, and then we had some preaching and songs just on the street corner. If you look at the, this is looking straight on at the church. This is just looking to the left. So you straight on at the church, looking to the left, that's what you're going to see down the street. And which is a bit different. In a way, it's similar, almost, to if you go outside of this church, you'll find the road, right? 11th Avenue is just right outside the road, or the church. So, you know, just think of that as not being developed, right? It's not the church's job to develop that. It's just the city there. So, as you go outside the church, suddenly you are in, some muddy area. This here is a man by the name of Wilson. I'll talk about him and his story a bit during the next service. This man has been a huge help. He's a leader in the community, and he has been just a real inspiration to the pastor who's living there. This is actually his Wilson's shop. It's called a Duga, and so he sells electronics and all sorts of light bulbs and things like that, even computers. He sells all kinds of things. So while we were there in serving in Kaole, we had the opportunity to serve with my children. And so, of course, everything's better when you can involve the kids. And so here are the children of the pastor. On the left here, this is Vesper and Joash. On the right is Vernon and James. And so I think they actually, they went with the J's, because there's Joash, James, and Joy is their oldest. So they went with J's, we went with V's. So, but you can see, I don't know, you might not be able to see, but this is one of the streets in Kaole. Often we have to walk for quite a ways. We have to park our car further away and then walk in. I think they're cooking pig's feet on the side, just over here. So, which, depending on where you are, that's normal. There's actually, I think, people in America that do that. I don't know. I never got into that. But here is the church today in Kaole, and they are greeting the churches in America. It's a very customary thing to say, greet those in America, and so you can see that they are greeting you. And so, do you receive their greeting? Good, okay, wonderful. So, this was actually a special service where they were commemorating, it was a Thanksgiving service where they were celebrating, what would that be like, 2-3 years of being a church. And so God has really been blessing that church. There's been some ups and downs, but they have every time every year it seems like they are becoming more and more solidified in their mission. So another church that we have been involved in is Grace Bible Church Kiganjo. This was a kind of a result of some more free time that we had during the year of 2020. We were no longer able to travel into Nairobi to go and help the church in Kaole. It was a bit too far. There was we were advised not to go into the city because of the events of 2020. It was not a good idea. So we decided to do more local ministries, and one of those was like food baskets. And we would distribute food baskets to the people. We would go and have home fellowships with them. And one of the home fellowships that we were involved in became a weekly home fellowship, and that was with this nice lady. Her name is Elizabeth, or Mama Victor, and she's holding Vivian there. And she really desired to have a church in her home. She was actually... she was the Sunday school teacher at the main church, and so she eventually, convinced us. She said, "We want to have a church in my home, in my property." And so we said, "Okay, that's great." And so we started meeting in her home, and her home is one of these doors. That each one of these doors is another house. Each room is probably like here. I don't know if you can see that, but it's a very small house. Maybe you could say three pews. No, four pews. Right? It's not very big. But in that house, they have their bed, their couch, their small cooking area, and that's where we started the church, just on those couches. When we were not able to meet there because we were too big, we came out into the area between the houses, and we were able to continue preaching and teaching the youth in that area. Eventually, we were able to go out. We rented a plot of land, and we put up some wood structure, and this is like seed sacks, like animal seed sacks that were sewn together, and which was great for the sun. It did not help with the rain, and so we were very happy with that, and but we knew that it was only a temporary solution, and eventually we were able to build this much larger structure. And put iron sheets on the outside. And I will say that there was some help from the missionaries. We put in some of our own income, but a lot of the support came actually from that church. They raised the money. They had fundraisers every other week as they were trying to raise the money for the roof and for the side. So. And even the builder was if I go back here, was the husband of Mama Victor, of Elizabeth. So the husband of Elizabeth was the builder. He built the whole thing. All while, this is a whole other story I'm not going to get into, but he and his wife were estranged. He was before he was an unbeliever against the church. And during the whole process of trying to start a church, he started going to church himself. And his wife, Elizabeth, she led him to Christ, right? And so now he's a Christian, and eventually he wanted to come back as a family. And there was some tension, some hard times, not wanting to forgive, things like that. But during that time, he built the church, and he was growing spiritually and eventually the two came back together, and they are now reunited. They've reconciled. And it's amazing, just to mention this, that reconciliation is very important. It's one thing to forgive, which that's what Mama Victor did very early on. Right, Elizabeth, she said, I have forgiven you. In fact, you know, I want you to be a brother. I want you to know Christ. But it's not enough to just forgive. Let us reconcile. Because I think in my sermon, I'll talk a bit more about reconciliation and how that is our job as a church. So let us reconcile with one another, and so that we can be ambassadors of Christ and ministers of reconciliation to the outside world. So, there's that. This church is in need of some support. The piece of land that they are on right now is being sold by the owner. Right? He wants to sell. I think one of his family members needs help with medical bills, and so he wants to sell the land. And so he is offering us first dibs to sell it to us. And so the church has been raising money just every Sunday for this. And so even my family, we have agreed to help them with a matching gift. So however much they give, we'll match that. And so we are bringing this to you, again, just mostly so that you can pray for it. Also, if you do feel led, please, they need $15,000 to buy that piece of land. And so they're working on it, but please see how you can help. This is not an official fundraiser with Things Commission. This is our hearts. This is our request of you. Please be in prayer for this. One of the things that we have done at 10:45, right? 10:45? Okay, perfect. So, when we, in 2020, actually I should back up, in 2019, in February, we began to build the Bible school. We began to set up the curriculum for the Bible school. For that whole year, we were very busy with, of course, the church planting, but also building the Bible school. In 2020, in January, was our first class. Our first intake was January of that year. So we went January, February, and March. And in March, we had to close. And so we did not think about it as being a bad year to start, but it was a bad year to start. In March, we had to close the school, and we had to look for we were thinking of, you know, doing like distance education and things like that. But we decided to hold off a little bit longer, and in October of that year, September of 2020, we were able to get a loophole. The schools were still they were closed by the government. The government said no schools can operate, but the churches in September were allowed to open. And so we said, hey, we're a church. We are, and you know, legally we actually were. We are an arm of the church, and so we began. We only had four students, so it's not like it was a huge deal, it wasn't a huge school that we were operating, and we brought the students back, and we continued with the classes. They were able to finish a full year in 2020. So that is something that very few universities and colleges can say, or even, you know, most people have lost a year in their schooling. And so one of our founding and operating ideas that we have is comes from 2 Timothy 2:2, which is, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. This is the idea of teaching teachers. Teaching those who are are not just going to listen and to absorb it and to keep it for themselves, but teaching people who can then turn around and teach someone else. And so that is something that we have made one of our focuses, is to teach those who are going to teach. This year is the groundbreaking ceremony that we had for the building of the school, and this is how far we have progressed. We have four classrooms. One of the classrooms is a dormitory. Another classroom is a library and kind of a computer lab and a classroom sometimes. So then we have two other classrooms that are the full-time classrooms, and also some office space in there. And up on top, you can see we have there's a structure on top that is our apartment. My wife and I, we decided to, we were kind of thinking of the events of 2020 and, you know, is something like that going to happen again? Well, if it happens once, it's likely to happen again. So you have to plan for things like that. And one of the hardships in mission work is paying rent, right? Paying rent every month, it means that you have to have monthly support. And so we said, let us invest some money in the very, right now, and build us an apartment on the top floor of the Bible school so that we can live and we can outlast any sort of problem that happens. And so we praise God that we were able to raise the money to build that. Also, it was our personal money to go into that also. And when it's a two-bedroom apartment with a small living room and an indoor toilet and a kitchen. So we are very thankful that we have that. So when we are going back, we are not going to be paying rent. And that is a huge benefit for us. And then when we leave Kenya, when we move to another field eventually, that apartment is going to be used for the staff of the Bible school to live in, and they can use it. Maybe they can divide it into other, two people living there. I don't know, but it's up to them. We are planning to go back there for another 4 years at the very least. When we are. One of the things that fills my time mostly is teaching. And so you can see on the right, I am teaching a class. On the left is actually one of our graduates who has returned to the Bible school to teach. So he came as a student, and after graduation, he said, I want to be a teacher. And so he has returned and is teaching. And that's one of the reasons that I am able to be here. Is because he's teaching. He's filling some of my classes. So, also, we don't want to just teach them. We want to allow them to teach others while they're in school. So, this year is when we are traveling back from a ministry trip in Nakuru, Kenya, and they are. At this trip, they were preaching, they were sharing the gospel with people on the streets, and many people decided they came to the church as a result of that. And this is here. You can see that. So Kenya is right on the equator, but we are at 6,000 feet, so it's a bit cold, even for me. When the wind starts blowing, it is a bit cold. So this is actually the overlooking the Great Rift Valley. And so this was our team that we went with. Another time that we actually took all of the students, we went to Mombasa. And on this trip to Mombasa, which is a heavily Muslim area, Kenya is fairly Christianized in most areas. Not saying that people are Christian, but at least they are aware of Christianity, and maybe if they were asked, they would say, "Yeah, I'm Christian," even though they're not, right? So, in Mombasa, it's heavily Muslim population, and even in the leadership of the area, it's mostly Muslim. And so, when we took our students to Mombasa, we did evangelism through the in the streets, and then we did open air evangelism and preaching, and 127 people gave their lives to Christ through that. So we are very dedicated to teaching people to then teach others. Right? I did some teaching here. I did some evangelism here, but mostly it was me walking around with my students. And they are the ones sharing. They are the ones who are bringing people to Christ and sharing the gospel with them. So, here are our three graduates. We started with four, and we ended with three graduates. On the left is Francis Odera, who returned as a teacher. In the middle is Boniface Wanyama. No, shoot. Anyway, I forget his other name. Anyway, that bugs me. He was assigned as a pastor, and he's actually praying for him. He is on discipline right now. He's a young man, and it's hard. Anyway, so pray for him. Also, we have Solomon on the right. Solomon Wanyama, Masika Wanyama. He is he's assigned to a church on the shores of Lake Victoria. And so he and his wife, he recently got married, they are serving together there. And he is also involved in teaching. So, and actually Francis on the left, he is an associate pastor of one of the churches in Nairobi. So pray for them as they are starting their ministries. We had a kitchen project recently. This was the kitchen that we started with, which is like a closet. You can see as you go in, there's a sink. If you turn to the right, there's the place to cook. And so it was very small. It was okay when we had four students, but we saw that actually the Bible school was becoming the hub for All Things Grace Bible Church. We have about 40 churches within Kenya, and if there's any sort of activity with Grace Bible Church, they all come there. So there was some people who gave some significant donations to us for this project, and so we built a modern kitchen, and it still needs a few things, like the stove top is not for that place. It needs to be a bit bigger, but we're very thankful for that. Some upcoming plans, what we are planning to do in the future, is because of course as a missionary you need to see what you've done, but also to have an eye for the future and see what it is that's coming. And we are wanting to go back to Kenya for 4 years and minister in the Bible school and make sure that the people that are in leadership there know what they're doing and complete the process of what we went there to do, right? We went there to build a Bible school, and I want to pass off as many of my duties to them as possible. For example, I am still the one who does the scheduling for the classes. Well, I need to train someone to do that. And this here is the principal, Principal Titus Kivilu, and his wife, Jemima. And so they are very committed people to this ministry. And so pray for them as they are seeing how God can use them in this ministry. And Titus, so when we were starting the church, when we were starting the Bible school, they were they were trying to get me to become the principal. And I said, no, that's not why I'm here. I'm here to help you. And so I really pushed and pushed and pushed, and finally they said, okay. And so we nominated, and he accepted Titus. And so a lot of the things that I'm doing will be put on him, and also we're finding other people, other faithful men, to take over the work. This here is our living room that when we go back, we will be using that for ministry. So also, when we go back, I want to try to make the Bible school as sufficient, self-sufficient as possible. And one of that is having a small garden to at least supplement their diet. I will be working also with there's a ministry that we just started, which is a church planting and mission department. And Things Commission will be working with that department, and so that means me, in order to plant new churches and in targeted areas, not just at random, but in targeted areas, and then also to work with the Kenyan churches and find people and train them to become missionaries. So this is not a missionary coming from Kenya to America and then going to another country. This is a missionary from, or a pastor from Kenya, who is going to be trained as a missionary in Kenya and sent as a missionary from Kenya. Right. So this is the partnership of Things to Come Mission and the Kenyan work. And so pray as we are actually working with, here is Roland and Beverly Improso. They are from the Philippines, and they are ministering in Uganda currently, and they are a part of Team East Africa, and they actually lived with us for about 6 months, and you were talking about one of the missionaries who was just recently had a birth, pregnancy announcement. Roland and Beverly, they just announced they're having a boy coming up here in, I think, September. So pray for them as they are they're from the Philippines and sent out from the Philippines as missionaries. Let's see here. Just real quick, some upcoming plans for us. We are wanting to, after this term in Kenya, our next term, so this is now thinking way ahead, is we're thinking of going to Ethiopia, which is a country that is less reached than Kenya. It's actually within the 1040 window, which I don't know if you've heard of that before. I'll show a little bit of that in the sermon. It's the area of the world that the majority of the unbelievers live. And so we are looking to transfer there and do ministry there in Ethiopia. And it is my desire to even bring along a missionary from Kenya and to go into Ethiopia, because we need to partner together to reach the unreached places. They have coffee there, so in Ethiopia, so I'm very excited about that. Something that was interesting is, if you look at this picture, you might think that it's actually taken in Mexico. Like, it looks like there's sombreros, but it's not. Anyway, there's some crossover in cultures. So, this here is Fikra. He's our contact there in Ethiopia, and we are going to be working with him. Lord willing, he is he's doing some self-study. He's also attending Berean Bible Institute in Wisconsin, and so pray for him as we are partnering with him. Again, I'm with Things to Come Mission, and we are ministering and sharing the Word of God and working with the church in Kenya and working with the Bible school in Kenya. And so please pray for us as we are, as we will pray for you. Pray for us that we are able to expand the work and complete the transfer of, not missionary-led, but led by the pastors there in Kenya. Pray for that, because that is going to show whether we can be successful or not. If it's always missionary-led, it will fail eventually. So we are wanting to make it a Kenyan pastor-led. So please go to our to the back, sign up for our prayer letter, and also take our prayer card, take a brochure, and thank you guys so much. Huh? Oh, take a Heath bar. Yes, we have Heath bars in the back. Please take one. And because our name is Heath, we don't actually we're not partnered with the Heath company, but or Hershey, I guess. But anyway, I wanted to thank the church here at 11th Avenue. Thank you for your support of us through the years. It is a wonderful reminder of the people who are on our side, who are in support of us, of our family, and our ministry. And so, as a small token, the container, the little basket that has the Heath bars, that's yours to keep. Just to keep that, put it somewhere. And if there's any Heath bars remaining, you can keep the Heath bars. So. That's yours to keep. Thank you guys so much, and God bless you.